Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone, and sponsored by DCS Cabling, National Data and Security Solutions. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Monday the 17th of January 2010. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. So TalkTalk is offering faster broadband boosts. What does boost mean? Well, actually, their fiber optic boost will give broadband packages a speed up to 40 megabits per second. The boost is supposed to come from an infrastructure upgrade that they're pushing through, and they're trying to roll it out across the country. And if you'd like to find out whether you've got it or not, then you can go to their website, talktalk.co.uk/fiber, and they'll tell you whether your postcode and phone number means that you can get it or not. If you're eligible for the boost and order it, then an engineer will come down to your house, give you a new modem and router, and away you go. Well done, TalkTalk. The Social Network has cleaned up at the Golden Globes. The film about Zuckerberg starting Facebook, which I thought wasn't that good anyway, seems to have won its first round of gong winning, going into the Oscars. David Fincher may have won Best Director and Aaron Sorkin may have got the prize for Best Original Screenplay, but Jesse Eisenberg did not win Best Actor because that was our very own Colin Firth. Well done, Colin. Huzzah. In a rather worrying move, Facebook has opened up its home address and phone numbers to developers to use as part of their applications. They've announced that developers of Facebook apps can now gather personal contact information about the users and use it however they choose. Well done, Zuckerberg. You really don't grasp this at all, do you? Little git. Security firms Sophos are as aghast as I am, and they say it's a move that could herald a new level of danger for Facebook users, and it advises all the people that subscribe to it to get their stuff off Facebook, and I would say do just that. If you're in the US forces and you thought that you were going to lose your social networking, though, fear not. It's not going to happen. It may have got rid of its social media office, but they're going to carry on with letting you get to Facebook and Twitter so you can stay in touch with your loved ones at home. So that's not a bad thing, is it? Now, about a month ago, you'd have heard me say, I don't get why HP doesn't bring out WebOS for everything. So you'd have it on your desktop, you'd have it on your tablet, and you'd have it on your smartphone. And I gave you the payoff line, three devices, one OS, no problems. Well, it would seem that HP were listening, because HP have promised that WebOS is going to come on its notebooks, also with its smartphones, and on its slates. And February 9th, they've got a big press event that's going to confirm all of this. WebOS is the way forwards, people, honestly. Apple is nearing its 10 billionth download in the App Store, and that should happen long before Verizon's startup with the iPhone. Now, don't forget that we did the 10 billionth iTunes download last year, and that took 9 years to get there. The 1 billionth app was in April of 2009. What's quite surprising, though, is we've done another 9 billion applications since that date to around now. If you do the 10 billionth download of an application, then you're going to get a $10,000 iTunes gift card, just like the last person did. What could you do with $10,000 of apps? Three iPad dummy SKUs have also appeared at Best Buy. The new iPad is clearly waiting to come out. It's got a different code number and it's got a different SKU number, so therefore there's definitely something coming. Whether it's a preemptive precaution on their part or not, or whether they know something that we don't, then we'll have to wait and see. French internet service provider Orange has been caught throttling traffic. Now, I've given up trying to work out what French law says and doesn't say, but it means that they're doing it, and they're not supposed to, apparently. They've throttled the site Mega Upload. Mega Upload have found out, and they're not very impressed, and they're going to take the French provider to court to try and get them to unblock it all. And BlackBerry's abomination looks like it's going to have its third iteration. Yes, the BlackBerry Storm is out there. It's coming. There's video showing it. It's been leaked from somewhere. And it looks quite nice in terms of the fact it's got a 3.7-inch screen with an extremely high-resolution screen. Looks like it's AMOLED or something like that. It's got a 1.2 gigahertz CPU, and also it runs BlackBerry OS 6.1. So it's got all the starts that it needs. It just better not be a dog like the previous two. A survey has revealed that the world last year sent 107 trillion emails. Good God. Most of that was spam, unfortunately. And just to put it into context, third was Twitter with 25 billion tweets last year, but in second place was Facebook. 30 billion pieces of content were shared between the people on Facebook last year alone. Good grief. South Africa's got a bit of a problem with its traffic lights. In Johannesburg, there are around 800 sets of high-tech traffic lights. They all receive their signal via SMS from a data centre. But it seems that the SIM card is a cheap way to get free phone calls, so everyone's been ripping them to pieces to get the cards out. Now there's only 200 left. Result? Don't go driving in Johannesburg. It's a friggin' nightmare. Oh, how the mighty are fallen. The Della Damo, do you remember when that came out just about the same time as the year? It was absolutely fabulous and fantastic and super slim and looked super gorgeous. Well, it seems that it's not anymore because the price has tumbled because no one buys them. You can now get it at Amazon for $800 if you want one. If you're a Windows user that wants something small and slim but doesn't want to use Mac, then that's your best choice. Go buy it, people. It's well worth the money now. And finally, happy birthday, Wikipedia. Yes, at the weekend, they were 10 years old. You can't believe it, can you? Jimmy Wales started the thing back in 2001 on January the 15th. What surprised me was they've got an annual budget for the entire organisation at just $20 million. It's not that much, and they rely mostly on donations from people. I've never donated, but I've used it quite a lot, so I'm going to chuck them $20 later today. Suggest you do the same. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube and Vimeo at bageltechnews. We'll see you again tomorrow for a roundup of the previous 24 hours news as normal. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.